This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I have a sneeze that is halfway between happening and not, and that's because pollen is thick in the air. So what's the weather going to be like? Well, let me tell you here. It's going to be pretty nice all in all. Right now we're 67 degrees and it's humid. It feels like summertime to me outside right now. But today, it's going up to about 80 degrees, and then we warm throughout the week. Highs of 84 tomorrow, 86 Thursday, 86 Friday, Saturday likewise. And a chance for showers on Sunday, highs of 75, and it cools off early next week. But this is going to be the last couple of cool fronts we get, so I would suggest we get out and enjoy them while we can. We start this morning talking about a new survey that's out, new poll that's out on President Trump, what most Americans approve of, what they don't. I invited you to text me at 504-260-1870. Tell me either what you like that he's doing, what you don't like that he's doing, or if you want to give me a grade on what he's doing. Somebody give me an E for a grade on Trump. I don't quite remember what that is. Aaron Dusso, Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University in Indianapolis. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
What does an E mean? Do you know?
I think we say E instead of F these days.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. I didn't know. Somebody else said a D. I would like them to expand on what do you think he's doing wrong or what do you think he's doing right. What do the latest polls show?
Right. It seems like the people are most happy with his immigration, at least a 50-50 breakdown in the country on immigration. So he's handling that fairly well, according to the country. He's doing the worst on the economy, which is a particularly dangerous thing for him because the economy is obviously the single biggest issue. It's probably the reason why he ended up winning the election. And there's a big change from his first term. So just to put it in context, in 2017, at this period in his administration, he would have been plus 4 to 8 points on the economy. Mm-hmm. And now he's negative, according to this most recent poll, he's -8. So you're talking about maybe a 16-point swing from his first term to now. And that's a big problem that he's going to want to try and address soon because it ate up Biden's administration.
One thing I wonder about is, I got some neighbors that are ardent Trump fans and have displays and so forth, live in a very conservative neighborhood. And that's fine. It's America. They can talk about what they want. But some of these plans that he has, some of them could wind up hurting them. And I just wonder how, when it comes to Trump's ardent 38% or whatever he's had, do they blame him for the economy? Do they hold him responsible for the economy? Or do they instead attribute it to something else and remain loyal to President Trump no matter what?
I mean, yeah, we're talking about that ardent 38 to 40%. I would say they are not going to see right now what the rest of the country is seeing. And so they're going to stick with him. They're going to interpret numbers and things that are happening with Social Security or with the economy going down and tariffs and prices going up. They're going to not blame Donald Trump. They're going to find a way to convince themselves that it's not Donald Trump. I mean, a big danger, though, is if you see that crack, that base cracks for Donald Trump, then there's really big problems. If he starts dropping below 38%, that he knows that he's losing his core people. And that's when you know you're in big trouble.
And that's what I think is going to be interesting to see about this because, and look, somebody texted in, E is for excellent. So there you go.
Okay.
Somebody else said D for dummy, Trump, super, A, and 20, go, 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 Trump, Elon, need him for third term. We'll talk about that if you like in a minute. Reckless layoffs, deporting legal status citizens in the wrong countries, horrible for the economy. Let's talk about the that 38%, though. When it comes to holding Trump responsible for the economy, as most presidents are, and just like the quarterback in a football game get maybe more blame than they should or more than they shouldn't, when it comes to tariffs, has that equation changed with President Trump?
I mean, that's the thing with this is the key kind of centerpiece to his administration is this tariffs when it comes to the economy. And that is so closely tied to him that he's almost set it up as you're going to judge me based on the success or failure of these tariffs that are clearly him doing it. Because I agree, we almost always give too much praise or too much criticism of a president for the economy because they don't really have that much control. But when it comes to these tariffs, he's imposing them unilaterally himself. That is him, and I think people are making that connection.
When I saw these results, I got to thinking about Ronald Reagan and how they used to call him the Teflon president. Is Donald Trump, to some extent, a Teflon president like Reagan, or is it only about that 38% to 40%?
I mean, so Reagan had higher approval ratings. Certainly at this point in time, he's up in closer to 60% approval ratings. So what Donald Trump seems to that base, the mega follower of Trump does appear to be Teflon. I mean, you just cannot have an effect on him no matter what happens. And we just saw Singlegate last week, and that could have, again, ate up an entire presidency very easily, but it does not seem to have going to hurt Donald Trump in any real significant way.
That's what led to the, somebody said, y'all are delusional here, text line, and a Trump hater, Biden created this mess. Biden had nothing to do with tariffs, so you could, again, people can believe whatever they want. And that's fine, because this is America, right, Professor? This is America, and it's not just about politics. Apparently, you can create whatever truth you want and believe it. That's what America has become. So create your own truth and believe it. I'm not going to fight you on it. That's your choice if that's what you choose to do. But when it comes to signal gate, if you will, that's what I meant specifically when I talked about being a Teflon president. But is that just about his 38 to 40%, or does his Teflon coating extend to beyond that 40%?
Well, I think more people have actually, than just his base, have been able to overlook that because his approval rating overall is actually fairly strong for Donald Trump. I mean, he's only about 4 points, 3 or 4 points, depending on where you look, underwater. And that's better than he was in 2017. So compared to 2017, at this time, he was 8 points underwater. So you have Signalgate, and it does not seem to have moved his overall approval rating. So he's certainly gained more than just his base right now. Can he hold on to him is the real question.
So that's my question, I guess, is if the people don't like the economy or what's going on with the economy or tariffs and they're concerned about that and they're not part of that 38 to 40%, we can pick it up here when we come back. How does Signalgate have nothing to do, or I guess the name of it you would call it that, the defense snafu, if you want to call it that, with Pete Hegseth? And again, some people say it wasn't classified information. Again, you can believe whatever you want. But that would have caused a lot of presidents a lot of problems, and I just wonder what it is that Trump's doing that shielded him from any responsibility when it comes to that. Even at one point, they talked about 4 missing soldiers, and he said he hadn't been briefed on that. And if that had happened with Biden, and look, I'm not taking up for Biden at all. I'm just saying that in terms of the Trump faithful, they would have been all over that and talked about the senility, this, that, the other thing, or the ineffectiveness of the White House, that the president hadn't been briefed on 4 missing soldiers. But here he gets a pass, and I just wonder why people look at it that way. 621, not criticizing them for doing it, just asking. Traffic now, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend, Professor Aaron Dusso, Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University, Indianapolis, about a new poll out about President Trump and what Americans want to see more of and less of. Somebody texted in, let's see how Trump does in 4 years, not just 4 months. It's interesting. Somebody else said, think long term. Somebody else said, ain't America a great place? MAGA, God, Trump, family, and guns. Okay. And then somebody else said, I would have never voted for Trump if I'd known what he was going to be doing with the economy. Well, let's talk about the economy, Professor, because a lot of things comprise the economy. What do these poll numbers say, or what specifically do Americans think of the economy and President Trump's responsibility for it. I do know that I asked a kind of conservative financial expert before President Trump was inaugurated because I just wanted to get a baseline on this, not trying to prove a point or anything, just for reference sakes. Where would you say the economy is right now, scale of 1 to 10, that President Trump's inheriting? And he told me an 8. And I wanted to, again, have that as a baseline. So I don't know how Americans view the economy now or not. It's only been 4 months. What do these poll numbers indicate or show about the economy and President Trump's handling of it, prices, inflation? Again, stock markets, so many things comprise the economy, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, it's obviously a huge issue, and I would agree with the people that texted in saying that you can't judge based on 4 months. I mean, so you do need a longer time horizon to see what works and what doesn't. But ultimately, I mean, consumer confidence is another, survey measure of how things are going, and that's obviously has gone down significantly over the last few months. And that's generally seen as a strong indicator of where things are going with regards to economy, at least in general. Now, the economy is just, politically, it's just such a dangerous issue because it can overwhelm you as a president. You can have all the messaging you want. You can have your strong base. But no president, even Donald Trump, has a strong enough base in order to essentially win elections or maintain, strong enough power to be able to push things through Congress that he needs to be able to do. The economy is the thing. And, he's going to, tomorrow we're going to find out about tariffs even more. And if he's going to push forward on that, he's going to have to hope that tariffs really do work and they work relatively quickly because he could fall into a hole that's so deep that he can never really recover from.
And the other thing I wonder is, as it relates to the economy and the power that President Trump yields and the fear that he instills in Republican members of Congress, at what point does the economy either have them peeling off from him, or are they so terrified of him and being primaried or whatever, getting in his ill graces that they stick with him no matter what? You understand what I'm saying? It seems like at some point there's going to be a tipping point politically if the economy goes sour, and I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying if that does happen, then what happens politically with the Republicans in Congress and their loyalty, fealty to President Trump?
Yeah. So the economy is the one issue to me that is strong enough, big enough that it's so widespread that can't be ignored. There's no political spin that can ignore when people are paying, 20% more or they lose their job. You can't spin that. And so that makes it such a powerful issue that it can actually break that base of Donald Trump. And I think that that's the thing that would cause members of Congress in the House or the Senate to say, now I'm seeing my own constituents. I'm seeing people who have been, ardent followers of Donald Trump, they're starting to be concerned. They're starting to turn away. And that's going to be the break that will cause Donald Trump to lose support within Congress, and people and members of his own party will start kind of distancing themselves. Why? Because they're not afraid of him being able to primary them anymore. They're not afraid of him being able to turn their own constituents against him because his own constituents are already starting to tune him out.
So the only way that Donald Trump loses his power over congressional Republicans is if it starts at home, and if the people, for whatever reason, if the economy goes south and people react badly to that?
That would be my argument, yes.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Okay, I understand. Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time. Professor Aaron Dusso, who is the Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. Leave President Trump out of it. Let's just talk about the economy. What do you think? How is the economy? What grade would you give the economy? And are you having economic troubles or not? Do you blame anybody for that? Do you think the economy's better or worse since President Trump came in? As for me, I don't really notice any change from my personal standpoint. I did make some moves ahead of tariffs with the stock market and all of that because I anticipated some trouble. But other than that, I think everything's fine for me, but let me know how it's working out for you at 504-260-1870. Right now, we pause for WWL First News.